attract a specific person with the law of attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted and thrilled to be here today. You know, we've had a great week. We've been on the 4th of July break, and we've just had a wonderful time, but we're back here. We're in the saddle, and we're ready to ride forward. Hey, I got to ask you a favor. Before we get into this, I got to ask you a favor. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, if you'll go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating, we are 9 5-star ratings away from our goal. And this really helps us reach more people. It's kind of our mission, our purpose in life, to reach out, to touch more people, and to empower their lives. We're talking about today attracting a specific person in your life. Now, I want to preface this by saying that I am not talking about manipulation. Understand that. We are not talking about getting someone to do something against their will. We wouldn't do it even if we could, but I don't think the universe allows for that, okay? So understand that. We are not attracting somebody by turning them into a zombie or something like that. So there's no manipulation involved. But what I want you to think about is this. When you see somebody and you meet somebody and you just feel real good, they conjure up really strong feelings, emotional feelings within you. It's the feeling that you truly desire. It's not necessarily the person. Now, the person has that magnetic kind of connection with you. So those feelings are being fired off. There's something that's being fired off within you. And you're around them, you just feel good. But understand, it's the feeling. Focus on that feeling. Say to yourself, hey, this is the feeling I've been wanting for such a long time in a relationship. This is the feeling I want to have all the time. Focus on the feeling, and here's why. The person that is conjuring up those feelings in you might be the perfect person for you, might be your soulmate, okay? Might be the absolute dream's end, rainbow end, you know, pot of gold. Or you could get together in a very short time, find out that he or she has a drinking problem, maybe is running from the law, is already married or in another relationship, is abusive, any number of things. That would be the wrong person. So focus on the feeling. And this is where you talk to your partner, the universe. You say, look, this is the feeling I want to have. This is what I want to feel from the absolute perfect person in my life. And perhaps it is the person that you've been thinking about. Perhaps it's only that person. But perhaps there's someone better. Oh, I know you don't want to hear that. I understand that. Nobody ever wants to hear that. But with the law of attraction, we're always focused on this or something better. So, you have a partnership. It's about trusting your partner, the universe. And if you make it clear to the universe, this is the feeling I want. This is the feeling I need to have. This is the feeling I want to manifest in my life, whether it's with this person or someone better. I didn't say someone else. I said someone better. Do you understand that? I know that's tough for you, but it's the feeling that you want. So focus on the feeling. You know, when it comes to attracting a specific person, oftentimes people have broken up. They've gone through a breakup, a divorce, any number of things. And they wonder, can I attract this person back into my life? And the answer is most often yes. There are always mitigating circumstances. And sometimes you may have gone through the breakup to wake you up. You know? So now you're awake. Finally, you're not on automatic pilot. And you're working on raising your vibration, improving yourself, taking yourself to the next level. But let me just say this to you. If the two of you loved once, loved deeply, loved completely, if you loved once, you can love again. Okay? Understand that. But also understand that the universe may have something better in store for you. Something more appropriate to your needs, your goals, your dreams. If you are looking to attract that special someone into your life, I'm going to urge you right now to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching absolutely free. Now, don't be impatient with me. We get to you as soon as we possibly can. We only work with 5 to 6 love affairs or love relationship type clients at a time. Because we put a lot of energy into it. We do a lot of energy work for you and along with you. We partner together. So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Write me a letter. Tell me what's going on. Why this person is special to you. What happened? What are the circumstances? We want to help. LawofAttractionSolutions.com. We're here every day. We've been here since 2009. And go to our website. Check out our references. Read some of the testimonials. I think you'll be pleased. We're going to get into these 4 reasons or 4 techniques, plus a bonus one. I got a bonus for you today, if you'll hang in there. Number 1, imagine and visualize. Focus on the feeling, like I said. So if you're visualizing the two of you walking along a beach together, holding hands, don't just see it in your mind's eye. Feel it. Feel your heart pumping a little harder, a little faster. Feel the love flowing through your body and through your partner's body. Focus on the feeling in your creative visualization. Creative visualization is the most important tool you can use when you are looking to attract a specific person into your life. By the way, at Law of Attraction Solutions in the Empowerment Store, we have a program specifically designed for creative visualization. But spend a lot of time doing it. Okay? At least a half hour to an hour a day. Focus on the image. Focus on the ideas. Most importantly, focus on the feeling. Number 2. Well, this isn't 2. This is like 1.5. Okay. Focus on their feelings as well. When you are practicing the visualization, see your partner feeling happy. See your partner feeling excited and motivated. So focus on your partner's feelings as well. And when you visualize, visualize as if you already have the relationship. It's already in full swing, okay? Number two, you've got to build a bridge of communication, especially with someone new. I mean, you can look at somebody that you work with or somebody you've met, but if there's no bridge of communication, then there's very little opportunity. You have to have a bridge in which the energy between the two of you can flow back and forth. And the same is true with people who have broken up. You know, you've gone for a month or two without talking, but you have to have a bridge of communication. I'm not talking about hounding somebody or stalking somebody or drunk dialing somebody. I'm just talking about allowing the other person to know that the communication bridge is open. Number three, physically, mentally, psychologically, make room for them. Create a void. Set an extra dinner plate at the table. Create room in the garage so there's a place for their car to park. And you may say, well, that's premature. We haven't even started dating yet. You know, people build massive multi-billion dollar businesses, but they saw it completely. They visualized it completely. They planned it completely. It's the same thing with a relationship. You make space. See, there's an old saying in alchemy, and as your alchemy love coach, I'm obligated to share it with you. Here it is. Nequaqua vacuum. Nature abhors a void. So when you create a void in your life, when you create time, when you create space, nature doesn't like that. It's contrary to nature. And that void must be filled. Well, so let's fill the void. Make room for them. Create a void. Number four, do your visualization. Do your affirmations. See it, feel it, empower it, but then let it go and let it flow. Don't obsess all day long. That's obsession. Just schedule the time. Schedule the time and practice it, the visualization, focusing on the feelings for the scheduled amount of time. And then get on to something else, okay? Do something else with your life. Go to a movie. Go work out at the gym. Do something special. But let it go so that the energy can begin to flow. Well, here's your bonus. Your bonus number five. Are you ready? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Raise your vibration through exercise, audiobooks, eating clean food, and rose quartz water. Now, we did a whole podcast on this a while back ago, but basically, you get a glass pitcher, okay? A glass pitcher, and you put some rose quartz in there, and you put some spring water in there, let it set overnight, and then you drink that water the next day. It increases your love vibration, and it also increases your magnetism as well, which is a good thing when you're looking to attract somebody. So fill yourself with love on the outside and drink that love water in on the inside. If you want more information on how this works, look and study the works of the late, great Dr. Emoto, who did all kinds of scientific research on water. I always put my intention in every glass of water that I drink. We are here for you. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We're here to help you. Okay? Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. And hey, by the way, thank you so much for sharing us on Facebook and around the net. And please, if you get a chance, go to iTunes and give us that 5-star rating. It really helps us reach more people. You have a great day now. This is your day. Claim it, okay? Because you deserve it. Bye-bye.